The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's post, and he said, "Follow me." And he got right up and followed him. Now remember, the one telling this story is Matthew. This is his gospel. And when he tells the story of the most important call he ever got in his own life, the word Matthew uses, the Greek word that is, from the original text, the word Matthew uses when he says that he got up and followed Jesus, the word is anastas. That's the exact same word Matthew would later use to describe what happened on Easter Sunday morning when Jesus Christ got up from the dead, with the message being that when you hear the voice of the Lord and you follow him, you know, you're not just so much changing your ways as you are rising as if from the dead. You look back on the way you used to live and on the way your priorities used to be, and it's like you weren't even alive. And my little message to you today is that happens every time you hear the Lord's voice and respond to him. You might have heard of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Yes? Yes. You might have imagined that poverty, chastity, and obedience were vows that monks took and that nuns took. But the truth of the matter is, poverty, chastity, and obedience are known as the evangelical counsels. Evangelical means they come from the gospel. Counsels mean they come from Christ. And that means that they're intended for all of us. You want to follow Christ? Poverty, chastity, obedience. That's how you hear his call and follow. Now, it's going to be different for every person's life, of course, different circumstances. But they apply to all of us. And of the three, the crown jewel is obedience. You want to know why? It's because when you hear the voice of God and you obey, you come closer to Christ faster than you could through 1,000 good works that you've conjured up in your own mind. God knows exactly what you need right now, where you sit, to be even closer to him. And believe it or not, he's orchestrated everything in your life this moment, not to be easy, not to be pleasant, not even necessarily to make you happy right now, but rather to get you close to him. He's orchestrated. It seems like so many events in your life are random. Now, there's a lot of things I could talk about obedience, but let me just laser focus it on just one. It's obedience to all those difficult circumstances in life that you wish you could change, but that you cannot change. Do not look wistfully on the life that you think you could have had or should have had, or don't look with envy on the life that somebody else has, because you're missing the point of what God is calling you to right now, which is to hear his voice and answer. And when you answer with trust, making the best you can out of the circumstances that you have, you become a source of blessing for yourself and for everybody who knows you. Just want to tell you a little bit about the life of our saint with regard to that. It's Saint Elizabeth of Portugal today. Her real feast day is yesterday, on July 4th. But here in the U.S. of A., we're preoccupied on July 4th, so they move her to July 5th. A little favor. But I'm so glad because I love Elizabeth of Portugal. Elizabeth of Portugal was queen of Portugal, and she lived a life of obedience that became a blessing for everybody who knew her. Elizabeth of Portugal was the crown princess of Spain, and she was engaged to be married to the crown prince of Portugal. And it sounds like a fairy tale. But her marriage was arranged years and years before she had any input into the matter whatsoever, arranged by royal arrangers who arranged these things, and ended up putting her with a man who was a scallywag. He was never faithful to her. He was a serial adulterer. Elizabeth of Portugal, by the way, patron saint of difficult marriages, patron saint of victims of adultery. Now, Elizabeth could have complained. She could have given in to gossip. She could have given in to self-pity. She could have matched her husband's infidelity one step for step if she wanted to, but she didn't. Didn't turn to any of that. Instead, she turned to God, and she made the best out of the life that she had. She turned to prayer. She turned to penance and service of the poor. All of it ordered towards the number one priority in her life, which was bringing peace to her home, for which she prayed incessantly, and for which she didn't see fruits for years and years. Elizabeth had two kids, one boy, one girl, nothing but trouble. Her son grew up and was the heir to the throne of Portugal, and he took out his frustrations on mom and dad by trying to start a civil war. And you thought you had trouble with your kids, right? That's what royal kids do. And Elizabeth literally stopped a war. She went out into the battlefield riding on the back of a donkey with her hands raised to two sides, ready to raise bow and arrow and sword against one another. And she figured they won't kill the queen. And she was right. As soon as that was over, her father, wrought from distress of his rebellious son, he fell into a terminal illness, and Elizabeth spent the rest of her life caring for her ailing husband. Without a word, for all the pain and anguish he had caused her through all those years, no, she tried to treat him like Jesus Christ every single day for the rest of his life. And it melted his heart. When he came to the end of his days, he tearfully begged his wife's forgiveness for all the pain he'd caused her. And he died reconciled to the church, and he died in the grace of Christ. And why? Because of her. That's why. Because of her. Because of her faithfulness and her persistence in obeying the circumstances of life that God had given her, she won the conversion of her heart, of her family. Soon afterwards, Elizabeth herself fell ill, and she was canonized not long after she died, a soul made worthy of the kingdom by a life of obedience. Obedience, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross because of poverty, and he didn't go to the cross because of chastity. He went to the cross because of obedience. His obedience is our salvation, and our obedience to the circumstances that he wills, that's our salvation too. Let's take inspiration from the life of the lives of the saints and ask for their prayers to help us today. Saint Elizabeth of Portugal, pray for us.